Actually, this is Lords of Acid doing Rough Sex. What a way to end the show. WRCT Pittsburgh. Next week is all songs about getting drunk and drinking. I remain in your brain. Up next is Rough Sex by the Lords of Acid. Hey, WRCT Pittsburgh. And hey, check out zomboco.com. Had to throw a plug in there. I still remain in your brain.
of a vehicle theft, but an alarming number of drivers are leaving themselves vulnerable. Keys and fobs are being left in unattended vehicles, making it easier for thieves to hop in and take off. This is especially true in winter months when owners leave their vehicles running to keep them warm. Don't make it easy for thieves. Lock your vehicle, set the alarm, and take all keys or fobs with you. Never leave a car unlocked and running. If you know something about a vehicle theft, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is my little radio show called Viva Lamach. And you've been listening or hearing me. I'm hoping you've been listening. But if you've been listening over the past few weeks, you've been hearing me play a lot of stuff off of the new 4019s album. It came out earlier this year. Well, guess what? The 4019s, I've been telling you, are coming to town. And it's right around the corner. And what better way to talk about the shows, where they're happening, what's happening, is why not ask the 4019s themselves? Right now on the phone with me is Nick Z from the 4019s. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, buddy? Great to be on your show.
Hey, man. Great. I'm glad you could take the time, and let's pump up these shows you've got. You're kind of doing a mini, I'm calling it a mini Western PA tour, because you've got like three dates in our backyard, I believe. Am I right with that coming up?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we're coming in on the 12th of November. And so the 12th will be at Woolly Bullies in New Brighton. We're doing two shows back-to-back on the 13th as well at Woolly's. On the 12th, it's a 7 p.m. show. And then on the 13th, it's a 4 p.m. show. We're going to do early, kind of like we do at the wineries. So, and then, of course, on the 14th, we'll be at the Steelers tailgate bash at Stage AE. Exciting.
Yeah, so and the Steelers tailgate bash, that's just free to go into, is it not?
Yeah, it's either, as I'm sure a lot of your listeners know, with Stage AE, it's either going to be outdoors or indoors, weather dependent, obviously. We're hoping that we come in and it's one of those beautiful Pittsburgh autumn days that I remember as a kid. So, but either way, we're ready to rock.
Now let's talk about that. So Nick, you've got some roots back here in the great Steel City area, and then you left the little scene here, and you went out to L.A. and kind of got yourself wrapped up in the scene out there. Isn't that right?
Right. In the early '80s, I was working at a place called the Dark Room downtown by Point Park. A lot of your listeners may remember. Or worked there at one point. And that was like ground zero for, at least for me and a lot of the Pittsburgh punk scene, guys from the Five, the Cardboards, Car Sickness. Oh man, everybody worked there. And that was like the place, you know? So I got to get introduced to that scene. My sister worked there, and that's how I knew about it. Cause she used to take photographs and stuff with all those bands. And then I moved to LA a couple years later. And got involved with that scene. But I always look back at that Pittsburgh scene because that was where my roots were and what formulated my outlook on everything, you know.
So you've got a new album out, or I should say you had an album released in 2021. So to me, that's new. It's current. It's on Big Stir. And this was actually your first full length for Big Stir. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we've known Big Stir for a couple years. And they started as this little... just this small label doing shows at the local venue here in Burbank. And then they started putting out records and we were able to put one out with them. And it's been doing quite well.
Well, let's talk about some of the songs that are actually on this record. So I should give some background. So the 4019s are an LA based band with, obviously you've got Nick who's got Pittsburgh roots. You've got members who have like Michigan Midwestern roots with the band, and like you start off the entire album with this great track called It's For Fun. It's got this, obviously, and I think it's meant to be, it's got this Detroit swagger to it. So what was the genesis behind this song?
Yeah, you know, John Pozar, our singer, he and I go back probably like 30 some odd years in the Leonards, and we used to come, we played a lot of shows in Pittsburgh back in those days, and it's his motto, you know, it's for fun. That's all we're living for. We're not a political band. We aspire to get people together to just have a good time and just to, you know, without sounding corny or whatever, just to relish the time you have together with everybody as in every show we've ever done. You ask anyone that's seen the Leonards or the 4019s or whatever, and they always say, oh, you guys are having fun up there. So that's the impetus for that song.
Well, and you said, basically it's about having, you know, good times. And the whole idea behind your name, the 4019s, isn't it like the legalese for like time off for good behavior?
Yeah, exactly. John and Chuck, our other guitar player, Chuck, they're both attorneys. And while in court, they'd always hear this term 4019 credit. And so 49, the judge would say, time off for good behavior, you got 4019 credits. So they thought, hey, that's a great name for a band because it's all about having fun, good behavior. And every time the judge says 4019 credits, they're saying your name in the courtroom. So that's kind of their way of having a laugh in court.
Now with this, with your upcoming shows here in Pittsburgh, you've told me that Lenny from the Popular Creeps will be joining you on stage. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's correct. Every time we go either to Detroit for, John and Lenny, obviously that's their home turf, or in Pittsburgh, if Lenny's available, he comes with us. And so he's coming down to join us on guitar. And he's going to bring out extra little bit of Detroit swagger, MC5. Jazz that he's known for, and we're excited, and we hope everyone else will be as well.
Well, it's great. Let's actually check out that track from the New Roaring Twenties. It's the 4019s. It's for fun. That's what we're living for here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Can't settle down, gotta go. Time catches up if you go too slow. Can't watch the clock on the wall. Gotta let it out or forget it out.
Hey, that's the 4019s with It's For Fun from the New Roaring Twenties. I actually have Nick Z from the 4019s on the phone. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program. We're talking about the fact that they're coming to town, playing some shows very, very soon here in town. And we talked about you're out at Woolly Bullies on, is it the 12th and the 13th?
Yeah, correct. Back-to-back rock shows.
You know, and then you're playing the tailgate party for the Steeler game down at Stage AE on the 14th. So that's just fantastic on this album. And I know it was one of your singles you put out with Big Stir originally. You did a song with Tony Valentino of the Standells.
Yeah, we got to be friends with him. One day he came to a show, to the Big Stir event, and he saw us, and he really liked John singing. He goes, He says, man, John reminds me of David Lee Roth. And John didn't see that, but he says, man, if Tony Valentino says I sound like David Lee Roth, man, that's the best compliment ever. And he wanted us to do a song. And so Late Night Radio was one of his. And he also he co-wrote with Dan Markell. And so we chose that one. It did quite well out there. So we were happy.
That's the 4019s with Late Night Radio off of the new Roaring Twenties. I'm on the phone. I'm actually on the phone with Nick Z of the 4019s. I hope you're enjoying this, but they're coming to town. They're going to be out at Wooly Bullies on the 12th and 13th of November, and then they're down at Stage AE playing the tailgate party for the Steelers on the 14th.
Oh, I forgot to mention, too, on Friday afternoon, I know a lot of people will be out and about or whatever, but we're at Intergroove Records, and you said you were there. You checked it out.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna come in around 2, and we're just gonna have a little quick discussion about our time in the LA music scene, and just talking about all the people we met and the bands and how everything, like the 60s Sunset Strip and the Laurel Canyon scenes and stuff. So I just figured while we're in town, if anyone wants to hear us telling our stories, well, we met a lot, like everybody, we met some interesting people. And we'd like to just spread some of that fun to anyone that wants to come down and listen.
Now, for those who are not in the know, Intergroove Records is actually, it's relatively new, but it's in Monaca. So you said that's 2 o'clock on Friday the 12th?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, we'll be down there. It's on the main drag on Pennsylvania Avenue. You'll find them on Facebook, and I believe.
Or as I say, you'll find them on the interwebs.
Interwebs, you always say that.
Use the Google machine, and you'll find them on the interwebs. But it's free. Stop in, ask some questions, and I think that'll be a fun time. I didn't even know that was happening, so I'm gonna have to change my Friday afternoon schedule, I think, to head out to that myself. So the pandemic has probably put a little bit of a crimp in your live show output in the last 20 months or so, I would only assume.
Yeah.
Now,
oh yeah.
I mean, have you been playing out more and more recently? I mean, I know, you know, you guys are trying to make it into town over the summer, and just due to some other situations, you weren't able to make that happen. So we're really excited you're finally making it back here in the fall. But you know, have you been able to play out much, or is this still kind of getting your toe wet a little bit on live shows again?
Yeah, we were supposed to play with Big Bad Voodoo Daddy in October. But that got canceled it was at a school. So the school didn't want to, you know, you understand there, everybody has their things. So, but that got canceled. That was fine. We understood all that stuff. So we've been practicing and just having fun getting reacquainted with everybody. So, and we've all been, you know, staying in touch with each other and Zoom calls as well. So we're ready to go. We're excited. And Lenny coming in and our other friend, John Dessler, he's a local Monaca guy. He's going to be on keyboards with us. So it's going to be a nice big event with a lot of friends. And in a way, it's like a nice, it's always a little reunion for us in ways, you know, because we see people we haven't seen in a long time. And it's all there under the auspice of having a good time, you know.
And if you are just joining me, I just want to let you know I'm speaking with Nick Z of the 4019s. They are going to be in town November 12th, 13th, and 14th, playing the 12th and 13th. They're going to be at Wooly Bullies, and those are like late afternoon shows. Like I think you said, a 4 and a 5 or around that time. And on the 14th, they're going to be down at the tailgate party for at Stage AE for the Steelers. And then Nick just informed me on the 12th, 2 o'clock at the Intergroove Records, you're going to do a little Q&A session. If anyone wants to come out and just hang and talk about rock and roll and some of those things. So that's all happening. Now, you guys over the years, whether it's with the 4019s or the Leonards or some of the other bands you've played with, you guys have shared the stage with a lot of really big names. My question to you is there a dream band that you'd be like, I would love to have shared the stage with, either someone past, present?
Well, yeah, if you were to ask John that question, he would tell you the Romantics. He's just a Detroit born and bred guy. He's like, man, I want to play with the Romantics, you know. And geez, let's see, for me, you know, I always, one day, because just of being a Pittsburgh guy, I'd love to do something with Joe Grushecki or the Granatis, or, you know, locally, something like that. Because those guys were kind of the showed me what I was capable of doing if I stuck with things and just kept trucking, you know, and don't let nothing stop you. And of course, in a bigger scale, on a national scale, man, who wouldn't want to play open for the Who, man? That would be cool.
See, now, I thought you were going to say the Stones.
Oh, I was Stones too. I'd take the Stones. Yeah. I learned to play drums to Charlie Watts' Get Your Ya-Ya's Out. That was my record I listened to nonstop, man.
Speaking of sharing the stage, now there's one act that I think a lot of artists would have just given their left arm with to share the stage with, and that's the King of Rock and Roll himself, Elvis Presley. And you know, there's a couple songs on this new album that I feel like you're channeling the spirit of Elvis Presley.
Oh yeah, yeah. We wrote a couple tunes, and we with Elvis in mind, because all through the years of us, Elvis has always been a guidepost for us, you know, a marker, and we'd always do stuff in rehearsals, just having fun with Elvis, because man, he's the king of rock and roll.
Come on, baby.
When we did those tracks, we just came up with that song on the fly. John knew exactly where to take it, so you know, we were having fun. And one of the tunes, he even does a little marching thing like Elvis learned. He always used to say, "I learned that one in the army."
Two more tracks from the 4019s and their latest release, New Roaring Twenties. That was Go Little GTO, and before that, We're Going to Las Vegas. A couple songs where I feel that they've channeled the spirit of Elvis Presley for sure. Hey, if I haven't told you this, you can reach out to the 4019s or find them on the social medias or the interwebs or all that. Their website is actually the4019s.com. Their record label, Big Stir Records, can be found at BigStirRecords.com. And me, the Moxster, you can always just email me because you can't find me on the social medias. You can email me at WRCTRequest@gmail.com. Oh, speaking of the social medias, yeah. Those the label, the 4019s, they're on the Instas and the Facebooks and the Twitter, so you can find them there as well. But I actually need to wrap up, but I do have one more song to play off of your latest release, New Roaring Twenties, conveniently titled Time Marches On, because indeed it does, not just with life, but with this interview and this radio show as well. So, Nick, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to chat with me, and I want to remind all of the listeners out there that the 4019s will be playing two shows in New Brighton at Woolly Bullies. The first show is on November 12th, and the second show is on the 13th. Both of these shows are in the late afternoon, so great timing to go out and just kick off your Friday or your Saturday night. And don't forget, on the 12th, actually, you can actually catch the band at Inner Groove Records in Monaca doing a Q&A session about all things rock and roll, and that is totally free. And speaking of free, you can also catch them on Sunday at the Steeler tailgate party at Stage AE before the game. So speaking of Time Marches On, again, Nick, I appreciate your time today and look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, Paul, thanks a lot. And everybody at Viva La Mock, appreciate you guys sticking with us. And we enjoy listening to you every Friday night, brother.
I went down to the liquor store.
Hey, this is Nick Z from the 4019s. You're listening to my man, the Moxster, on WRCT, Carnegie Mellon.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You are listening to the Viva Lamont radio program here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Brand new music from Bill Lloyd.
You're living with your mother, a dog, a cat, and one step brother. You won't take on a lover, but you still take my car.
Friday night. every London girl we ask was so uptight. I saw a pretty little girl, she came from France. She said we when I asked her to dance. The world was spinning like the glitter ball above. And already I was falling in love. We'll be right back.
From his 2017 release, Limitations of Source Tape. That is Chris Church with Be My Nuisance here on the Viva La Mac radio program. Before Chris Church, some Sturgill Simpson in that set of music from the Sound and Fury album with Mercury in Retrograde. Also played Ringo Starr. Ringo Starr talking about his days being a member of Rory and the Hurricanes from his Postcards from Paradise album. Yeah, that's the band he was in pre-Beatles. Played drums for Rory. And Bill Lloyd. Bill Lloyd started off the entire set, title track from his brand new release that is in my hands, Working the Long Game. Get this to where we are now. We're about almost 17 minutes past your hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mac. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me and whatever we do whenever you're listening and I'm here. I don't know what that means. Whatever you do whenever you're listening, yeah, we'll figure it out. But I'm in a pop set of music, so that tells me I should remind you that you should pull up a chair and get some breakfast for dinner. Yeah, you can do that on Sundays. DJ Chris Wired, he serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies included within his menu. Power pop, jangle pop, psychedelic, anything that actually feeds the mind. It's Sunday nights from 10 to 11 right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. And on Wednesdays, he's got an encore presentation of that show. So if you can't stay up Sunday night or you just missed it because you're watching some TV program, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., you can listen to a Breakfast for Dinner here on 88.3 FM. If you got a suggestion for a song for me to play in a future show, you got to send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Speaking of those power pop medleys, some brand new music from the brothers Steve here on the Viva Lamont radio program. Raspberries wrapping up that set of music, because you know what? I want to be with you. I do, and I'm glad you have decided to be with me. I am the Mockster, and this is a show called Viva La Mock. Before the raspberries, before those tasty raspberries, some lemon heads. Not as tasty. I choked on a lemon head when I was a kid. I did. Was not allowed to have lemon heads as a kid because of that. Scars me for life, but has nothing to do with Evan Dando and his project. Went back to car button cloth for you. If I could talk, I'd tell you. Sugar in there. Bob Mould and company. Were you at the show? He was in town, I believe, last month, and I did not make it out of my cave to go to the show. Played some Sugar. If I can't change your mind, guess what? No one will. And the Brothers Steve, brand new music from the Brothers Steve. New album's called Dose, just came out. Electro Love, the track I played for you. Got less than a half hour left in this hour. There's more hours in the day, but just in this hour in general, which means I have more music to get to. But before I do any of that, I want to tell you that the Spack Brothers joins you in supporting, not just the Brothers, their pizza. Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Now, they offer pizza, hence the name, but they also have wings and hoagies, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use any refined sugar in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Garfield. For more information, you can call Spack Brothers Pizza at 412-362-SPAK or spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. You know what? I think I'm feeling it. I think I am feeling it. Feeling some good old rock and roll coming from my soul through your speakers, into your headphones, however you're listening. 5678 doing their take on a little classic we like to call Woohoo!
don't you know you're gonna shut them down? I took my Cobra down to the track, hitched to the back of my Cadillac. Everyone was there just a-waiting for me. There were plenty of Stingrays and XKs. Don't you know you're gonna shut them down? When the flag went down, you could hear rubber burn. The Stingray had me going into the turn. I hung a big shift and I got into high. And when I flew by the Stingray,